Right, I've got 5 minutes in my busy schedule to talk to you today about AI. Oh no, he's going to be talking about that stuff again. He never stops talking about it. He is just a boomer. I'm not a boomer, I'm Gen X. I was born in 1972. Remember this. I've embraced all technology as it's arrived. I've embraced the computer. I've embraced the internet. I embraced my husband. And all this kind of... He's not a robot. I just meant that I was embracing, you know, a progress in the world. And it's kind of got to a stage now where I do feel like I am just some sort of crazy old man shouting at clouds, because every time I open my mouth, I get shouted down. But here it is, my thoughts about AI and why I'm concerned about it. Let me start by saying generative AI is shite. Okay. That's not what the youngsters call a hot take. It's just a fact. It's shite. It's rubbish. It is worthless. It is pointless. It has no value to humanity at all. Nobody's going to be looking back and going, oh, I wonder what AI art they were producing back then. Not a single person. Because, frankly, it is worthless. It's pointless. It has no real use in a society. There you go. That's basically it. It is rubbish. It is crap. It is toss. It is wank. It is pointless. Right. There we go. So why is it pointless? Well, it's not actually been created by anybody, has it? It's been stolen from people. It's been stolen by thousands and thousands of artists who have had little pieces of their work nibbled at and spewed out as a picture. So, I'm pretty much against it, right? I'm a photographer, right? Which means I'm generally considered to be a creative person, okay? People who paint pictures don't consider me to be a creative person. They believe they are the most creative people in the world because they can paint a picture with their eyes and hands, and I have to use a camera. Fine, you know, at least that debate's still raging, and at least we are still doing what we do, and that's the joy of it, really. And we've learned skills that have allowed us to put onto a piece of paper. I print my stuff out. An image of some sort. And it has taken us time to get good. And it has taken us a lot of time to actually work out how to make that thing work. AI doesn't do that. AI has no interest in that. And the annoying thing is that the companies who make money out of us, out of photographers, artists, musicians, they're pushing AI, this generative AI, to replace us. I don't understand it. How the main company to do this right now is Adobe. Adobe has made millions and billions and zillions of pounds out of creative people over the last number of years since their subscription model has been in place, and even before when people were actually buying their software. Okay, most people used to pirate it. Yeah, hands up to that one. But they made many, many millions and billions and zillions of pounds, yet they are trying to do away with the people who are actually paying them to use their software. So why the hell do I want to carry on giving them any money? They want to make me pointless. They want to make, instead of me taking a picture of a happy family at play, they want me to go to my computer, type in, give me picture of happy family at play, and then it will produce a piece of shit with 17 arms and hands in weird places. And this has kind of like led me to the point where I originally wrote a blog about getting rid of Adobe products. But the problem was, at that time, that Adobe was this sort of industry leader. It's pretty much every photographer in the country using their stuff. So interoperability was important. So we had to be able to make sure that whatever we were producing, if people needed to work on it further down the line, that we were all using the same equipment and the same products. However, that's changed, because what's happened is during that time, since Adobe announced its decision to steal people's work, which they've kind of rescinded on, but they're still stealing work of other people. They're just paying for it first, and then they're stealing it, which to me is the same thing. You know, if you buy a picture, you don't own that picture. As far as I'm concerned, you don't own the artist's soul. You simply own a product, a physical thing. So they're stealing. They're stealing. Still stealing people's work. So what happened is open source software ran to take up the slack, and they finally reached that point. So I went back to Adobe for a while because, as I say, I needed to, but now I've gone back again. I've got rid of it completely. So I've stripped off my computer everything Adobe, but not only that. I've also stripped back my Windows. Of course, Windows has become incredibly use AI for this, AI for that. I've got rid of that too. And the way I've done that is I reinstalled Windows and I used something called Atlas OS. Now, Atlas OS, what that is something that sits on top of Windows and just strips everything out. So it's like you set it up like a script and you run it. It's all really easy to do, and they've made it really, really simple. But it essentially takes away all the OS, all the tracking stuff, you know, all the stuff that gets sent back to Microsoft to say what you're doing, all the advertising, everything stripped away. And what you get is a ridiculously fast system. You'll be shouting, why didn't you just use Linux? I did use Linux, and the problem with Linux is it's not flexible enough for my needs, because there will be times, I hate to say it, even now, I will have to go back to commercial software to solve certain problems. And I can't do that with Linux. I could dual boot the system, but really I want to just stick with one system. I want something solid, dependable, and that I can just go switch on the computer. I do have a Mac Mini. I do have Mac Mini, but the problem is, if I'm making multimedia stuff, whether that be audio or video, I need something with a bit of grunt behind it. So I actually have a very, very powerful PC, and one that I built last year. It's got one of those new Core Ultra processors in it, which didn't start off doing very well because they'd sort of not really sorted the code out, and they were throttling back when they got hot and stuff like that. But now the code's sorted out, they are working splendidly. I've got the huge amounts of DDR5 memory. I've got a very powerful video card in there. So that is my, you know, that is my workhorse. That is what I use to produce all my stuff. So the Mac Mini is there just as a backup if I want to use a bit of, you know, Apple software. So the PC itself now is running on Atlas OS, which is the sitting on top, of course, on Windows. And what I'm using instead of Lightroom is Darktable, which is a mindfucker to learn. But once you were in there, you can actually realize that it can do pretty much everything that Lightroom can do. So I've been able to say goodbye to Adobe. When it comes to Photoshop, I've been using something called Affinity Photo for years now. I bought it. I'm going to drink some of my coffee now, just a sec. I do apologize if you're hearing a noise out the back. I've got some bastard outside with one of those industrial hoovers, you know, going backwards and forwards. So I've been using Affinity Photo for many, many years, and it was a great product because it was basically a clone of Photoshop. And then what happened is they stopped making it, which really annoyed me. They stopped making it. They stopped updating it. I can still download it from their website, but it's never going to have another update again. But what they're doing now is something called the freemium, which is you get something for free and you have to pay for certain features. Well, the hilarious thing is they are doing Affinity Photo free of charge, so you can download it and use it. Use all those wonderful facilities on it. But if you want to use the AI facilities on it, well, you have to pay them some money. You have to pay them a subscription. Which to me was hilarious. That's like somebody giving me a car, saying that they're going to pay the tax and insurance on that car, but I will have to pay them £1,000 if I ever stick my penis into the exhaust pipe. not tempting, is it? So, to be quite honest, they've given me a lovely package of stuff that's, that works. It saves in Photoshop format, which means that I can send that off down the line if anybody else needs to work on it. Jobs are good. So there we go. What else do we have? Well, if free, if I'm making videos, we have DaVinci Resolve. DaVinci Resolve is a fabulous program made by Blackmagic Design, who make Red cameras. They give this away for free, and you can pop it on your computer, and it has all of the things that you'll need. If you're making a feature film, you would want to spend £300 on their actual studio system, because that has all the extra stuff in it. But if you're like me and you've got like one track of video that you're just cutting to make sure that, you know, that I can send a picture of my niece frolicking with an ox or something. I don't know. I've never seen my niece frolic with an ox. She's now, let's face it, in her 20s. I don't think she's ever going to frolic with an ox. But if I did, then I could just use that and send it off. For audio production, well, here we go. We've got Pro Tools. Pro Tools, which is made by Avid. They also make the Media Composer, which is what big filmmakers used. You know, big, powerful software. But Pro Tools is fabulous because you can download it now and you can just record on it. They do a free version, just like Blackmagic Design do with their DaVinci Resolve program. And this is really good because the reason for all this is they're looking at the next generation of film editors, and they're giving them something that they can use so they can learn their software, so that when they go off to be proper film editors, they're working on a Bond film, they'll say, oh, actually, I prefer to use this software. And they give them a lot of money for it. Then you see, it's a nice way of doing it, bringing the next a generation along, like they're doing football and things like that. So really, you don't need Adobe anymore, nor do you really need Microsoft, because, you know, let's face it, if you want to use I do apologize, I keep hitting my microphone today. I think I'm getting a bit overexcited. If you're wanting to use most of the kind of products that Microsoft produce, which, let's face it, most of us will use Word and stuff like that. We've had Office alternatives for years, whether it's LibreOffice, and I think Sun Microsystem used to do one, which is gone now. But either way, there are loads of these free software packages that will do what you need them to do. And if you tried them many years ago, when, you know, let's face it, they weren't very good. I remember downloading Linux for the first time years ago, and everything was clunky and ugly and difficult. And because it was all designed by coders and not people who are used to designing things. So a lot of it didn't make a lot of sense. It would do if you're a coder, but that's really it. But it's all come together now, and I think what's happened is coders are trying to make their stuff look more like commercial stuff, just so that people will want to use it, and it is becoming a lot more easy to use. So I'm going to leave it there. I dislike AI intensely. I don't think if you're a creative person, you should be using it. But if you do need to use it, make sure that you use it in a limited and highly creative way. By which I mean, if you're wanting to generate some colours that's never been seen before or something like that, don't start making pictures with it. Please don't. You've been a delight. And I hope you've even managed to get to the end of this. If you have, then thank you. You take care. Love you lots. Bye-bye.